You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Thursday, April 27th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, how a fatal bear attack fueled a fight over rewilding. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. In the mountains of northern Italy, when there's a wedding in the village, friends often paint the names of the happy couple on a bedsheet and hang it near the main road. A similar sheet currently hangs above the roundabout in the small town of Caldes in the province of Trentino, but it features just one name, Andrea. Andrea, with us always, punctuated by a single spray paint heart. By the mid-1990s, brown bears, Ursus arctos, had become functionally extinct in the Alps. The handful of remaining animals, all living in Trentino, were too few to be able to reproduce, but between 1996 and 2004, two EU-funded projects, called Life Ursus 1 and 2, set out to reverse this decline and save the species, which plays a vital environmental role in the area. Bears are ecosystem engineers. They clean up carcasses, strip bark from trees, and help spread plants and berry seeds with their droppings. They also control populations of deer and other prey species, which in turn allows certain plants to thrive, providing habitat for species further down the food chain and improving biodiversity. It could be a huge step backward, I fear, says Claudio Groff, director of the Large Carnivores Division in Trentino's Wildlife Department, and one of the authors of the original feasibility report on which the Life Ursus projects were based. According to the surveys conducted over the course of the project, public opinion had already become less favorable toward the presence of bears, he said. Now, obviously, the level of public acceptance will fall further, the risks of poaching will rise, and whatever the outcome, it will be bears as a whole that will pay the price, Groff says. The province does invest significant sums in measures to prevent conflict. Every year, Claudio Groff's wildlife department pays farmers in order to compensate for livestock deaths and damage to crops and beehives caused by the animals. In 2021, the most recent year for which figures are available, they paid out €172,000, or $190,000, to cover 301 individual incidents. We make sure we pay quickly. We try to pay everyone within 2 months, Groff says. There are also grant schemes to fund guard dogs and electric fences. In 2021, the Wildlife Department spent just over €130,000 on preventative measures. On the ground, meanwhile, the response from his colleagues in the Wildlife Department has been impressively swift. The bear in question, JJ4, was identified by matching genetic material found near Poppy's body with existing scientific data. On April 18th, she was captured by forest rangers using a tube trap and transported to a detention center. Around the world, bears that have lost their fear of humans are usually deemed too dangerous to be left alive. But JJ4 was granted a stay of execution after the provincial president's immediate euthanasia order was challenged in court by lawyers from LAV and other animal rights groups. Her fate, which LAV argues should be deportation rather than death, now rests on a decision from ISPRA, Italy's National Institute for Environmental Protection. A ruling is due on May 11th. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, how Twitter's verification fiasco may end in court. Checking in on Wired Science, as sea levels rise, the East Coast is also sinking. And on Wired Security, how a security team is turning a malware gang's tricks against it. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.